Welcome to Humorous Podcast. It's Melissa.
And Vinny Caggiano. No, that was bad. That was horrible. Just right. Fucking erase that.
Oh my God! Fuck!
I get up like...
You just threw the fucking muffin at the wall. Phoning your sister, incest bitch. Good God, Sally.
Incest bitch. Giving him something.
I think we know who that is. He's in mass right now.
Oh my God.
It's Mel.
Okay.
And Jeff.
And in case you're wondering if you're listening to the wrong podcast, you are not. Welcome to Humor Us. We are back. Today I brought over my two co-hosts from the other podcast, No Shame in Our Game, and we're going to... Ben couldn't be available today. We miss him. Wish he was here. We do miss him. We talk about all the, you know, I tell him all the time, I'm like, everyone always asks, like, when you're coming back, like, we have the best time, and he's like... Who's everyone? He's like, you make it sound like it's a big list. He's like, maybe the kids, obviously, Jess and Daniel. He's like, but who's everyone? Stop me. So like, he always calls me out. He's like, you're making it seem like it's this big list of people. I'm like, well, aren't we enough for you, Ben?
Right.
That's why we stole the show of your podcast today.
Yeah, Ben was busy this week, so he couldn't be with us, but I wanted to do a show to follow up on the last episode released, because there's been some changes, and I wanted to bring both of you on, because, you know, generationally, I want other viewpoints and stuff about this, so I thought this would be a great way, so... Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to do. Let's start out with any October activities this year. I love talking about Halloween. Any excuse I could talk about October and autumn.
Spooky season.
Do you guys, I know last year you did a couple of, you didn't want to, Jess.
Oh, yeah.
You were very scared, but you did end up. Taking a hit for the team, and you had the best time.
I truly did.
And then you just kept going. Haunted house. It was like, damn, we created a monster here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So we went to a few, but I think the favorite one was Holler and Haunt. It was so fun. I don't know what your favorite was, but I know that was my favorite.
Wasn't there two or three that
we went to? Yeah, we went to Dark Side, and then... I can't remember if we went to another one. I feel like maybe we just went to
those two.
But it was still fun.
Yeah, it was fun. That was my favorite, too. I've never been to one like that. It was so nice. We're taking you next week, by the way.
I know. We're going. You will hear all about our experience on, of course, our podcast. Because we can't give our secrets to this show. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? So you'll hear all about it. Maybe we'll upload some media. I don't know. We'll figure it out for you. We'll figure it all out. And we'll get it to you. Because I always think those are the best. Like the reactions of the haunted house. I mean, that is...
Shit, you're in for a treat if you see mine.
But one of the haunted houses that you guys went to last year, I just remember thinking, look, I'm speechless now. It is the coolest, scariest, most unique, yet fucking dangerous, like, thing I have ever heard of in a haunted house before in my entire life. So do you want to tell the listeners what happened at this particular one?
Yeah, so one of these main attractions there was a hearse ride. So, which it sounds crazy, right? Because we were just like, you know, walking around looking at the different things and we're like, oh, let's go do this. So we walk over and there's this man and he's like getting back from the drive and we're like looking at each other like, I don't know about this.
I really thought it was a joke.
Yeah, truly. I'm thinking, oh, it's a ride, whatever. Yeah. Damn it, it ain't. So it's basically like a casket and it's in the back of a I guess a hearse or a car, and they have one person in the casket closed.
And who did you guys sacrifice for that?
He sacrificed his damn self.
He did. He was so ready. I got a picture to prove it. With his ass smiling in the damn coffin.
It's so funny because when you sent me that picture that night, and Daniel knows I rag on him all the time. If I'm taking a picture, I'm like, but you know you better fucking smile. All the time I call him out on his non-smiling expressions. He had the biggest shit-eating grin I have ever had.
I haven't even told him to smile. He was just happy to be there.
So now Daniel gets in the coffin.
Yes.
Coffin is closed.
Closed, sealed.
And you're all sitting in the back of the hearse.
Trying to. We're fucking cramped. We didn't even know this was possible. Like, you want to get in? And we're just like, okay. Us think we have seats in the back. Fuck no. Our seat, the back of our seat is the fucking coffin.
Literally.
We fit our ass in there. Literally, we're fucking cramped. Okay, go ahead.
So then he starts going, right? And we're like, oh, this ain't that bad. When I tell you these motherfuckers started spinning this motherfucking shit like he was a NASCAR
driver. I mean, we had bruises.
And then at this point, Daniel was screaming.
We were beat the fuck up. Daniel's screaming in the back. I forgot.
Now, he's screaming because he is, again, to remind the listeners, closed in the coffin.
Swear to God.
Okay, so what's he saying?
He was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit.
We're like, you good?
No. Him being on the fucking shit. I already knew that was going to happen.
Literally walking around.
Us outside laughing because we're bumping into each other, not getting enough.
So here's the thing. As it was happening, or were you guys just so focused on yourself? Like, did you hear? Was he trying to lift the top? Or,
I don't think he was. He put us out there. We were trying to worry about
us. You weren't no fucking help. I mean, we couldn't even sit straight.
Like, even if we opened it, we probably would have got our heads chopped off with the way the fucking car was going. Shit. Damn.
It was like a scene out of a movie, though.
Swear to God.
It felt like out of a movie.
Just thinking back to that.
Dude, I'm imagining Daniel. First, I just want to say, honestly, props to Daniel. My ass would never. First of all, let's just say this. I saw how narrow it was. My ass wouldn't have fit in the fucking shit. All right, but I would never be like, okay, close the coffin. I would be way too claustrophobic. So props to him for that, first of all.
Yeah.
But you're right. Him trying to get out, dude, you're on your own, kid.
What the fuck am I going to do?
Yeah. I bet you ain't smiling anymore.
Wait, it gets better. Yeah, so when we get done, we're like, let's go again. And we're like, what the fuck?
Oh, he said that?
We all like that. Done.
No.
Shit again.
And if it weren't for us not having change, we would have still fucking done it the second time. I don't know if he would have done the coffin again, though, truly. I know he was saying that shit, but deep down, he was probably like...
Yeah, I think he ate that shit up the first time. He was kind of like, ooh.
So here's the thing. I'm not sure the safety factor about that. Like, when you think about it, here's the thing. Again, so many things. I'm like, oh my God, that's so unusual. I never heard that. That's so cool. But holy shit, the danger. Because here's the thing. You guys were probably okay.
Shoot.
Maybe. I don't know. But here's the thing. I'm sure he wasn't a professional driver. And even if he was, it would have been dangerous.
It was. There's no seatbelts, no nothing. We're in the fucking woods. Dark. Yes, dark.
There's shit out there. Geez.
Literally.
Right. Now, usually people... People who are usually hired or work at volunteer haunted houses or are kids way too young to be taking this driving course. And but I don't know, was he an older?
Yeah.
He was an older man, but it's the way we trusted him with our life like that.
Right. But I'm saying for anybody, even a professional driver, to be doing 360s and 180s and fucking whatever, that is dangerous. And I'm not sure if some kind of inspector went and saw that, they wouldn't be shut down immediately.
Next week, we'll stay tuned. They're opening.
Yeah, because that is actually, you guys were probably in a much scarier situation than you realize. Because you go to the haunted house and you're not thinking, yeah, this seems weird, but, you know, they know what they're doing. It's a business. So, like, really? You're naturally thinking that you guys were probably in a much scarier and dire situation than you even realized.
I realized it as soon as he started driving, though, when we were up there banging into the shit and going so fast, and I finally can fucking pull the kink out of it with trash. And look to see where the fuck we were at. I'm like, oh, fuck no. I swear to God, there was, like, an obstacle course that was and I was, like, looking and shit, and I couldn't even look no more. I had to turn back around. I'm like, bitch, I fucking can't.
All right, well, you guys wanting to relive it, I'm going to tell you right now, Mama ain't doing that shit.
I was going
to
say, we're back.
Oh, hell, fucking no. My back. Was it my neck, my back, my anxiety attack? There ain't... That ain't no fucking way. Jeez. Mama Mel ain't getting in that shit. I'm gonna tell you right now, before it even becomes an option. Listen, there's not much I wouldn't do for a podcast story, but I draw lines. The lines have been drawn. There is no motherfucking way.
Oh, shit. I don't think you'd want to do that one, truly.
No, I'm telling you, I don't.
I don't even know if I would this year. I don't know. I might be traumatized. I don't know.
But I have to say, and I know you weren't one for haunted houses. You have been to quite a few.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been to even, like, the, what is it? What was it? Busch Gardens?
Hollow Spring.
Yeah, we've been to a lot of, you know, was that...
No, that's definitely the
scariest experience.
Honestly, it was, but I think too, because it was a genuine, like it was so cool. I think, did you tell you?
No, I just had a flashback of something else. Go ahead.
Like when you go, first of all, the line was so fucking long. It was worth it to me, though.
Wait, for the haunted house or
for the hayride?
Okay, I was going to say, there's a lot of talented people here.
There are, like, different attractions. Like, one of them, oh, I forgot we did, like, the paintball thing.
That was so fun.
Like, it's, like, paintball on a bus, and you have the paintball things, and you, like, shoot down zombies, basically, and, like, whatever.
It's driving and going as you
do. They drive as you do it, and you, like, there's, like, different, yeah, whatever.
That's cool.
So that was one, and that was cool. But then they had one that was, like, blacked out, right? Wasn't it blackout?
Yeah, blackout. There was, like, no light whatsoever.
Fucking strobe lights here and there, and then it's fucking, yeah, the fucking... And the fucking air coming out of the side. Didn't it hear in your ears?
Yes, I couldn't hear.
That was one of them too. And then the last one that we waited for a while was the actual hayride. And I've never been to one like that.
Me either.
Sit on a hayride and like each, it lasted forever. I felt like
it really did last a long time.
It was worth the money, worth the wait. And it was like different things. So you might have Jason here, and then they do their little thing. The next one might be a little meat thing. What is it? The slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they do their little thing, and then you go to the, it's like every so much, and then there's like the walk.
Yeah, there's like a little walk after. Yeah, so like after you get to a certain point, they're like, okay, if you want to go and finish it, the rest of the part walking, you can. You can if walk. Not, we'll just bring you back up to where you were picked up for the hayride.
Ah.
So I wasn't wanting to do that shit.
I wasn't either. Like, we weren't trying to do it, but we did it.
But we did it anyway.
It was fun. And we're doing it again.
So here's, wait, is that the one, remember when we were looking for haunted houses, there was this one that you could... I'm not sure if you were here when we saw it or we talked about it, but it was like you get a group of people and you go through like this complete dark, I think, maze with people jumping out, and the only thing you have are the glow sticks.
No.
Do you remember that, though? We never did it, and I wish we did. I don't think we had enough friends. Remember, we were like, we don't even... people for fucking to make a group.
I think it was a special night, though. It was like a blackout night or something. They only did that once.
Okay.
I don't remember where that was, but yeah, I really liked that one.
I don't know. Maybe we have to find that one if it comes back out just to do that one too. For the maybe it was a Valentine's Day one, wasn't it? Something for...
No, they did that. That was the same one we went to, but that was
Yeah, they did something too, yeah. I don't know.
All right. Well, I mean, it sounds like it's going to be exciting. I'm excited. Like I said, don't expect a hearse story. I'm out. I'm out on that, but I'm sure we'll have a lot of laughs. I remember why I was laughing when you were like, "Were you laughing?" Is because I was thinking when I said Busch Gardens at the time we went to the Hollow Spring or whatever. I don't know if Jess knows this story, so we hadn't even made it into the Hollow Spring part yet. Like it was. It was like 5 o'clock, and we're like, it's time to eat dinner. So, or like, you know, let's just eat before we go and start with the, you know, Halloween festivities and all that. And and we got the food and we're walking back and, you know, we're walking back with trays because there were a lot of people. So we had a lot of food and this fucking, I don't even remember what it was dressed as, you know, but some scary character walked up behind Chris. And at the time he was like, I don't know, 12, but, you know, yeah. He was younger and he just went, rawr. And Chris Long, and he jumped in the whole fucking tray. And you know damn well at Busch Gardens, that food was like $120, right? Yeah. The whole fucking tray went up in the air. And we were all in slow motion like, no. That shit hit the ground. And we just died. Like, at that point, you don't even care about the money loss. It's this funniest thing that you know that you will never forget. And Chris was all pissed. He's like, oh, the
thing. I wasn't even scared.
I wasn't.
What the fuck you mean?
Motherfucker. You just lost your whole burger.
I wasn't even scared.
They be getting your ass in them damn food shit. Let me just tell you.
Oh, they do. I'm drinking water. I mean, just like, wait, what do you mean?
What'd you say?
Wait, what is she talking about? What'd the prices? Say?
No.
Oh. Well, then why did you agree with me, Jess?
This is mad as fuck. This is mad as fuck about new prices.
I thought you
said, did you say
she
water?
Said food.
I said, yeah, that's where they get you in the food, the like areas.
Oh, the food.
What are they talking about? The prides and fucking Busch Gardens and their fucking
the
food?
Water.
It's outrageous.
Well, you're gonna hear it first.
Well, I stand by my claim. I might not pick the right time, but I stand by it. The water is outrageous.
No, but you know what, with the scaring people sitting there eating and shit, can't somebody choke?
Yes. Well, in fairness, we were walking to the seat, so maybe.
But still, you see that? They know how much that shit is.
Listen, here's the thing. They have no shame in their game. They probably would walk up to a table eating just to do that. You know what I'm saying? They probably would walk up to a table. You know, and you're right. It could be like.
Oh, shit.
That would be scarier than the damn haunted house. Mm. Seeing somebody choke. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing how to help them.
Imagine how bad that guy who scared them would feel though. If someone scares someone, it's
truly. That bitch better know CPR. What do you mean, feel bad? If you're going to do the, you know, the damage, you better come to the rescue.
Right.
Mm.
Them singing the song. Stay alive. They're ripping off their masks and shit.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This is the best time of year. I love it.
I do, too.
The weather here, as everybody knows, North Carolina has just turned that autumn weather. It's beautifully chilly in the morning and in the evening and during the day. It's been a little bit warm, but it's been tolerable. Like, it's right. At that perfect time.
Bipolar weather.
Yes. But our foliage doesn't turn as good as it does in most places. Yeah. We've not hit that yet because it just got chilly. So we're not seeing that part of it yet, but all the pumpkin and the spices and the Halloween set, you know, it's just all the package and it's here. And then I feel like we probably won't see the foliage until like November because it's just getting to that change of weather where it's been too hot to see it. We might just skip it this year.
Honestly.
The way we've been going.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, sounds fun. And there's a to be continued on that, like I said, but you'll have to hop on over to the other show that's not even up yet. But but here's the thing, just so everybody knows, update on that, right? Because everyone's probably like, where is it? Or like, yeah, here's another. And I can hear Vin right now. Here's another one bites the dust. We've actively been recording for it. We're literally just waiting for the finishing touches on our website to get finished. But we're we're episodes in. Like, yeah, we've been rolling, all right? So, yeah, so we'll have, maybe we'll release two our first time.
Ooh.
Maybe our pilot, because we have to do that one first, mm-hmm, and then just release full episode, because yeah, we have a lot of stories to tell. We have already recorded our, well, we've recorded most of our Seattle, Canada, summer vacation. Like, yeah, we have a lot on the books, y'all, so.
Sorry, I was just laughing because the time that they'll probably hear the Halloween episode, it'll be Christmas.
I know. As we record.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could finagle.
Yeah.
We could always put that first, even though it'll be like our 20th recorded. Yeah, they don't know.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, we could, you know, we could turn the tables a little bit on you guys. You wouldn't know. Or maybe throw it up as like a Halloween bonus episode.
Oh, oh yeah.
We could do that. Totally. So, chop chop on the website. You know what I'm saying? All right. So, moving on to other things. All right. All right. Here we go. So, we are back to Diddy. So all of the humorous listeners are going to be like, here we go again. I know. I know. But there is an update on the very last episode that was just released, okay? In that episode, Ben and I were talking about the lawyer who had come out and was like, oh, all these names are going to be released, and you're going to find out everybody involved now, and here it comes in the next 30 days, and we have so many main players, and here's the update to that. The update, unfortunately, in which I am infuriated about, by the way, is the lawyer now does a press conference and he says, pretty much, we won't hear a lot of the names because the lawyer has reached out to the people named on the lawsuits and unfortunately, people don't want to be named on the lawsuits and they're taking legal action, aka paying their way out of being named in the lawsuit. And the lawyer is allowing this to happen because I guess in civil courts, that's what can happen, okay? So here's my take on it. For a lot of reasons, he lists. It's hard to get 280 cases and get ready for them, whatever. If he could get an easy answer to it, he's going to want to do that. You know, there's a lot of reasons listed on why he could do it. But I'm about the bottom line. And the bottom line is this. We won't hear a lot of the names.
Right.
And this is why I am kind of fucking livid about it, to be honest with you. It's not that I'm nosy and want to know the names, though I do want to know the names. Mm-hmm. It's more that, once again, we're in a payoff situation. What's better, that attorney who was like, we're going to call everybody out, there's going to be no prisoners, we're naming corporations, we're naming you know, anybody who was there, actively involved, participated, knew what was going on and didn't stop it. You know, he talked a big game at the beginning.
Yeah.
But now he's allowing this to be settled out of court, which right, means obviously there'll be NDAs. We'll never hear the names. Mm-hmm. This is why this is infuriating to me. When does the cycle stop? Mm-hmm. Okay, now Diddy's not in charge of it, clearly, but do you think the activities are going to end? No. Mm-hmm. I think we should still know who the fuck was involved, because now we know who's shady, what yeah, they're up to, and they need to be stopped.
They do.
And as long as those names aren't coming out and being called to the public and there's no actions or recourses for these things, they're going to continue to do it. They just won't be doing it with Diddy. They'll be doing it with each other without Diddy.
Yeah. Right.
Like, where the fuck is the justice? And I'm livid. And so I wanted to update that because I told you, oh, we're going to hear all these big names. And apparently we are not.
Unfortunately.
Now, the lawyer did say there are some people who are just like, yeah, no, I'm not, whatever, call it out, I don't care. Does that mean they're innocent and they're like, prove it? I don't know. Does that mean they don't, they're a B, C list actor and doesn't have the money? I don't know. I don't know what that means. Apparently, we're still going to hear names, but we all know for any big name that has been allegedly involved in this with not actual proof, but proof enough from some video footage and mm-hmm, their actions of what they've been doing since then, some of these people are probably legit.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're not going to hear their names because there's no way those big people are not paying off their silence right now.
So
but wait, I'm sorry to cut you off. This is another thing I want to say. I have a problem with this from the person who is filing the lawsuit, because the person filing the lawsuit has to agree to that deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's the deal. What are you going for with this lawsuit? Are you going for money or are you going for justice?
Right.
Because if all these fucking people did this to me, mm-hmm. and I were to finally come out and say, you know what, I'm going to be strong enough to speak up, there wouldn't be enough money in the world, yeah. because I would be going for justice.
Right.
And you're not getting justice if you're not calling it out.
Right.
If you're accepting that money, you're not going for justice. You're going for a payday.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I don't mean to be so mean. I know it's a very touchy subject, and these were victims. I get that. I get it. But at the end of the day, I feel like the victim should be going for justice. It's just my opinion. Everyone has a different one. Everyone obviously could tell. I am very passionate about the fact that basically they're going to be enabled to keep continuing the behavior.
Yeah.
They're getting away with it. Congratulations yeah. again.
Yeah.
You were going to say something, Kaylee. I'm sorry. Okay.
What was I going to say?
Damn. Sorry.
Never
mind. I do that all the time.
Oh, so since they were paid off by this, like, you know, they're being paid off, like, not to say anything and give the names, does that mean it can't reopen? Like, there's not another case that can be open and they can, like, can something happen for them to go ahead and let the names out anyway?
It means that whoever they settle with, it cannot happen again. They cannot come back and say, oh, now I want to rename them. That's it. The deal's done. The NDAs are signed. Everything's done. They cannot be named. It doesn't mean that somebody else can't come forward and say, you know what? F your blood money or money, you know, whatever. I'm called dirty money.
Mm-hmm.
I want justice. And then call them out and they can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it can happen. People can deny being paid off. And I guess I don't even know. I just did that in quotes to the girls. They're looking at me. But it's not even a quote thing. They are, in fact, getting paid off. So people can deny it, and then their names will come out.
Yeah.
Victims can deny that, and then names will come out. Otherwise, no. They won't. They'll pay it off, and that's it. The only other way is if something that has to do with Diddy federally, in the federal courts, that comes out with other people's names. That's the only other way that they would be probably named or brought into this. What makes me think that's not going to happen is so far, the feds have gone after nobody else. They have not pursued anybody else. So I don't think as of right now, I do not think federal charges will come out of this from anybody else. Civil charges could. Federal, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
But it could change. But you have to remember, the feds have been building this case since he was raided, not just arrested. From the time he was raided to arrested, they have been working and building this case. So if anybody else was federally involved in this, I feel like they would already be.
Yeah.
You also have to remember how the court system works. Listen, I don't know all the A to Zs on federal courts. I don't. But I know a lot of times people could start out being involved, but they're prosecuting this person. That's who they're focused on. So, hey, we'll cut you a plea deal if you testify against. Right? So there could be a lot of that going on as well, because we do know he has the tapes. The feds, they seized the tapes. They know what's been going on. They've been told. They investigated this thoroughly. They know there's other players, but what's their role in it? Will they participate? Will they flip to testify? Like, we don't know.
Yeah.
But I personally don't. Like, it's not going to just be like one day in court a name comes up and they're like, oh, let's go raid them now.
No. Right.
The feds are on top of their shit.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't even have arrested him if they didn't know that he could be. Like, the feds, that's a different animal than the civil court system. Civil court system sometimes arrest now and then get your case later. The feds, they don't do that. The feds have their case before you're picked up. and no one else has been named, no one else has been rated, no one else. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that is accurate information because I feel like nobody could keep that secret. It would be in the news. Some news story, TMZ, somebody would have that story and it would have been reported. Mm-hmm. Nobody has yet. So the only way we had any real way of getting justice with these other people calling out is through these civil lawsuits. And again, I'm not saying it can't happen, it won't happen. For whatever reason, people will refuse to take the payoff or, you know, whatever. It could happen. But as of right now, it's not looking really good. It's not looking good. So we might never once again find out the names that are behind this. I can't even call it crookedness. It's just beyond that at this point. It's disgust. I don't even know I'm at a loss for an adjective on what is going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. So let me ask you guys a question, though, because generationally, this is why I thought this would be great, too. So you're not necessarily involved, like, you weren't fans of Diddy, you know, we're like, Vin and I, like, we grew up with the music, like, in that, or at some point of our lives, like, we were older when he, or at least I was older than Vin, but, you know, when they came out, so, but you, that kind of passed your generation. Mm-hmm. I think more the question now would be some of the players who have been allegedly involved in some of this now does go into your generation of it. How has that affected you in any, if in any way, has that affected you or made you feel like, yo, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Because like that started out with Diddy for me.
Right.
Or, you know, because that's who it was like, what the hell? And then as it went along, it's like, oh, wow. Okay. Oh, wow. And now we're into even players who may be involved again with now the people you would listen to. Right. It didn't start off for you guys giving a shit maybe about Diddy, but now you're like, okay, wait, hold up.
I know. It's like, who's safe to listen to now?
Yeah.
Right, truly. Like, really, you don't even look at some people the same.
Yeah. And it's like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me look around to see who's watching me. If I got to this
phone. That's it. Shout out, Mike. He actually sent something the other day. What did it say? Like, me trying to listen to the
2000s?
Oh, no, the possible people caught before the list comes out. Oh, yeah. Me trying to get all my jams in or something. And, like, it's not funny technically, but it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because it's like low key, it is. It's like, all right. Well, right now, as long as it's not out, even though we might think we still...
We're safe right now,
but, like, let me hurry up, you know what I mean? But, like, yeah, so, but it is. So has this affected you guys at all, I guess is what I'm asking. Has this been any kind of...
Like, yeah, we can just go ahead and say one name where we're like, what the fuck?
Seriously, go ahead.
Justin Bieber.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
We're like, damn.
And obviously we do know that he's a victim. So I just wanted to
say that. Okay, so technically, allegedly he is, yeah. But I will tell you, and everybody knows, in every episode I've talked about him, I said he's the only one that I am willing to not even say allegedly behind. I am positive he's been a victim.
Yeah, right.
You could follow his history.
Yeah.
Jess, even Kaylee, you too, but obsessed with Bieber.
Literally.
Obsessed with Bieber, she is. Kaylee too, you are a huge fan. I mean, I saw you do that karaoke thing, so I think you're a little bit more. I don't know what happened. Dude, you rocked that shit. Holy shit, she was getting down. She was, what was that move with the fucking, her all the way down, getting low, the fucking get low move? Then she, like, quickly slammed her head around with her glasses. I was like, damn, you doing the beads. You got Bieber fever.
And then.
So yeah, that's who I would assume. But you know, so I was to say, you know his history, you followed it,
right.
And all his downfalls and the way he went. I mean, we can say he took the path of somebody who was dealing with a lot of fucking shit.
Right. And I feel like on the outside, like looking in, obviously the media makes things bigger than what they actually are, twist things or whatever. But I just feel like watching him move along,
it wasn't an eye-opener until now.
Yes. Sure.
So, like, I look back on things. Like, over the summer, we watched the
documentary
or, like, series on YouTube.
Yes.
With him. And I feel like a lot of that now, I'm looking back and I'm like, okay, that makes so much sense now.
Yes.
Whereas before, we were just kind of like, what? Why?
Why?
Yeah.
But remember, like, obviously, we had no idea this was going on.
No.
Like, this broke after that situation. And so we kind of had no idea, but also, like, I don't know how to, well, you were going to say something.
No, I was going to say, mention also about him, another thing that we were pissed off at the time, because he didn't do the Super Bowl with Usher when he was offered to do it, and we were like, bro, what the fuck? And then we got even more pissed off because we seen him in the stands.
Seriously?
Cussing him out through the screen. We're like, why are you going to show him there vibing out? Like, bitch, be on stage with him.
Right.
So we were mad about that, but now, obviously now, like, stuff's coming out. And, yeah, it does.
You do.
Like,
you look back and you're like, oh, was this because of this?
Right.
And was this because of this? And was this because of this? And it does kind of unfold whether some of that is or not. You can't help. Your mind just goes there. And I'm glad you brought Usher up because I know we're all fans of Usher.
Yeah.
You know, as well. How do you feel about this? How do you feel? Do you know what part I'm talking about? Like, so how do you, well, in case they don't, I'll just let you know, even though we already talked about this in the episode. Usher seemingly starting out as a victim himself.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Then goes and does this thing, kind of says he was at the parties, he knows what goes on, blah, blah, blah. I did this interview on Howard Stern, you know, when asked, would you ever send your kids to a puffy flavor camp is what it was called. He said, hell no. Yet he is. And we know this,
right,
not just from this investigation. We've known for years that Usher gave Diddy beef before any of this ever came out. We know this, that he's the one that gave him.
Yeah.
Bieber. So if this would have in fact happened, quite honestly, and listen, I'm not saying it wouldn't have happened without a third party interference. It may have still happened. He was Puffy Diddy, whatever you want to call him. He probably still could have got, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But this is the fact, and this is all, this is our, where we're at. And it did, could have allegedly happened because he was handed over. And so how does that make you feel about Usher now? And, like, there's no wrong answers if you're just like, oh,
yeah,
like, what, you know, I mean, I still like his music. Okay, I mean, that's fine. But does that change your...
I'm going to be honest. I skip his songs now, and I have.
Yeah,
I promise
too.
I do.
Me too.
I mean, there were good songs, but it's just, like, just knowing that and just, I don't know, just seeing all the stuff. Which, obviously, stuff has probably been out in the media, but it's, like, seeing it now, it's like, bruh, he trusted you.
Right.
You know, he was a child, just like you. Like, just because, like, I don't know, because it was said that he went through the same thing, right?
Allegedly, he was a victim of Diddy. And he lived with him when he was 13 years old and said that he saw all the crap that went around with the Diddy party. So he was probably a victim of that. If he wasn't, he at the very least knew what happened at his house. He said, hell no, I wouldn't send my kids over there.
But he said him. So it's like, you know, I don't know. That's just some stuff. You know, he trusted you as a kid, and you just put him through the same thing that you went through. I mean, that doesn't make it right. I don't know.
Right.
Just sad.
I wouldn't want someone else to go through that if that was, you know, that horrific. And you know what I mean? Like, that's just not... Mm-mm.
Okay, so as of right now, the question, and the only question is... Are you happy that I stopped you from buying Usher tickets after the Super Bowl?
Yes,
because
yeah,
not only did you save me some money in my pocket.
But he's still, like, on tour and everything.
I wonder what his audience looks like. Like, I don't know. There might be some people who don't believe. You know, super fans, sometimes they have a really hard time believing that their artist would do that. They may see him as a victim. They might think, oh, well, he didn't know it was going to happen. Like, some people, this might not change their opinion. It might not. And again, everyone has a right to their opinion on that. Mm-hmm. But I just think it's so much worse. I just think it's so much worse when you would say, hell no, I wouldn't send my kids there. But then this boy that you brought over from Canada and found and discovered and signed and say, here you go. Here you go. Yeah. Welcome to the life. It's just so much worse, you know? I don't know. That's my thoughts. I don't know. But everyone's like, what do you mean stop them after the Super Bowl? Well, if you want to know that story, you got to tune into No Shame in Our Game, because we've already done the episode. Okay. So, now we're going to move on a little bit. Okay, because we're talking about criminal. Does anybody else have anything to say about the names not being released? Like, does anybody? Because that's my big fuming issue this week.
I'm upset about that too. I want to know. I'm a nosy bitch for one, but not even because of that. But it is. It's just like already stuff with, like, you know. Obviously, Mel told me, like, about Ashton Kutcher, like him and his wife. I've seen them. They moved out. Like, they're getting a divorce, right? Kevin Hart shutting down his restaurant. It's like, bro, you're already making yourself look more suspicious. So. If that doesn't tell me, like, I at least want to know. Confirm it for me. But I just want to know in general, because I feel like, yeah, it's changing already. Like, obviously, I skip some music now, like, but I don't know. I just want to know.
I know for me personally, I just won't want to support them anymore.
Right.
Because it's like, I mean, I don't know. It's just like, what are you standing for at that point?
And then these people have kids.
Right. And that's what blows my mind.
So that is the mind-blowing thing. And I've said that before. That is the mind-blowing thing. And because here is what he said. Remember, as I said, if you were there, involved, knew what was happening, but did nothing to stop it. Now, to be clear, what we're talking about is the drugging of victims that were sexually raped and harassed with children involved in sexual human trafficking. That's what we're talking about when he says, if you were there, participated, didn't stop it, and you're getting charges.
You're just as bad.
Thank you.
You should be held accountable.
Thank you. And that's why I am so pissed. And I go back to, it's about bringing into justice. It's how are you stopping the cycle? Right. You're stopping Diddy. But you're not stopping the cycle, because everyone else who participated, you think they're just suddenly going to be like, okay, I'm going to stop. Yeah. No, it is continual. It's going to go on. And who the fuck is the person that's going to stand up and say, no, it's not going on anymore. That's it. It comes to an end here. There's no payoffs. This is the first time. You ain't getting away with shit. You're going to be exposed. It ends here.
Yeah.
Who's doing that? Who can do that? I don't even know if there is a person, but it needs to be done. And it's infuriating to me that it's not. It just is. It's infuriating.
And these victims have to live with that every day. And the least that they could do is bring them justice.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Because here's the thing. A victim might go into it. I'm sure from a victim's standpoint, there could be a few things. Like, I don't want this dragged out in court. Even though it is public documentation, once it's filed, people could find out what happened to them. They will read everything. But if the person pays it off and is not, it'll be like X's through the person's name, or so-and-so number one. But John Doe 1, Jane Doe 2, you know, it'll be something like that. So you won't be able to publicly see that. So I don't know if the details of it is what stops them from bringing it public, because people are going to see the details anyway once it's filed. It's public record. Or if it's... Yeah, I don't even know what else it could be. It can't be, I don't want this to be strummed up, because it's strumming back up when you file suit. I feel like in a lot of cases, it is probably the lawyers. It is probably the lawyer saying, man, you know, just take this and we'll just go after. I feel like it is them, because, again, they have like 280 cases.
Mm-hmm.
It started out, they took 120, and then I think they got like 140 more, 106. So now they're up to past 200. that's a lot of cases. So maybe they're like, whatever we could take care of out of court, let's just try to get take out of court. Like, so I feel like it does. And as a victim, you do have the right to say, hell fucking no, I'm not doing it. So I guess you still have a voice, but I mean, I can't speak for victims. I'm sure they're in a bad situation. I just feel like, listen, wouldn't, if this happened to you, wouldn't you want to make sure it doesn't happen to anybody else?
And if you brought it up, didn't you go to bring it up for justice and like put it back?
Or for money. I'm not trying to be funny, but yes, that is what it, what did you want out of this?
Yeah.
Did you want to expose or did you want money?
But money is not going to erase, I mean, not even justice, but I'm saying.
Yes.
You would get more out of justice than you will out of money.
That is correct. Absolutely. Because you're helping other people. You're letting people know who did it. You're shutting them down. You're getting them to have to account for it. You're helping other victims.
Right. Be an advocate for them.
Yes. Absolutely.
Maybe they're like scared of someone coming after them after like everything gets released.
It doesn't matter. They're already calling out their names in the lawsuit. Maybe not publicly if the lawyer's shutting it down, but they have been called out. They told. It's out there now.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Once the NDA is signed, you can't speak on it again. So it's not like you could go around telling people.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's such just a fucked up situation.
It is fucked up on so many levels.
It really is. It is. I don't, you know, I don't even know. But that's where it stands right now. That's the update on that. And then I guess we'll see what happens if there's another, what the hell is that called? The press conference with the lawyer, if the suits start getting filed, if some names do come out, I guess, you know, we'll, it's just going to keep being a to be continued because this thing is way too big at this point. There's just so many components of this case that it's outrageous. Speaking of components on a case. I want to talk about another one that's going on, and that is the Menendez brothers.
Okay,
so the Menendez brothers, everybody knows, hopefully a lot of, I think everybody knows who the Menendez brothers are.
Yeah.
They brutally, savagely killed their parents. And then they said that they were the victims of sexual assault by the father, abuse allegations, rape allegations, horrible, terrible, terrible story. So my question to you, I guess, guys, because now, so they've been in jail all these years. It's been like 30-something years. They've been in jail ever since. Very recently, the DA... new DA said that he would be willing to look at new evidence and reverse charges if they figure out that is what's just to manslaughter and they will be getting out of prison on time served.
Mm-hmm.
Generationally, this has come back now because of TikTok, because of shows put out, because of all this stuff, and now it's come back to the surface. So you guys are now aware of the Menendez case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you guys have been asking me questions, and we kind of been going back and forth on the Menendez case. So I'm going to tell you this. I did not believe their story. For years and years and years, I thought that they were using that story to get out of it. They were using that defense just to get out of it. And I'm going to tell you why, because the media portrayed it that way. And obviously I never went to go investigate the Menendez brothers and the whole case about it, but it was very portrayed that it was for the money. I never believed their case or their defense. I never believed their defense. All these years in jail, I never believed their defense. And then I watched a show called Menendez and Menudo or Verse Menudo, something like that on Hulu. And I started watching this documentary and it was about the members of Menudo who were also molested by none other than, I think there were two, but one of them was Jose Menendez. And I thought, oh my God. And that was the first time from all these years, just a year ago, so 33 years, you know, whatever, that I thought, oh my God, were they telling the truth? Okay. So I tell that story to say the new generation has been seeing these clips through TikTok, through whatever, and it's brought the case back up. And generationally, when it's coming back up, you guys automatically believed their story and thought that they they need justice and all that. So I'm asking you, what made you think that? Like, I guess you didn't have to deal with the media that was right. way back then. So I guess that's one thing to start with. But what was it that started gaining attention through your generation to start this movement that is called Free the Menendez? Like, what got your attention from that?
So I will say that I had started seeing those videos, like, of them in court actually, like, going through it. Like, it was actually them. It wasn't, like, a documentary or, like, a show or anything. Because this was before the Netflix show had came out that I had started seeing the videos on TikTok, right? And it was them in court. And I was like, who are these, you know, Menendez brothers? I didn't know their story or nothing. But I would see them in court. And I can just, and it was news to me. I was surprised when you had told me that you didn't believe them for so long. Because I had thought you'd seen these videos, too. I mean, this was, like, a long time ago. Obviously, they were... Well, I don't even know how old they were.
I just started using TikTok very recently, though, so I wouldn't have seen those. Yeah.
Well, yeah, or I don't know if it was on TV, like, where this aired or nothing. I mean, this was them in court, like, going through the thing on the stand and stuff. But I believed them when, obviously, I went through a rabbit hole going through all these, like, videos and stuff, because I'm like, he was up there, like, you can't hide, to me... you had to be a good-ass actor to hide some kind of emotion like that.
Right.
Like, he couldn't talk. Like, the way that he was expressing and saying that everything happened to him, I'm like, what the fuck? People don't believe him? I mean, like, stuff that he had done, is Eric the older one?
Lyle's
the older one. And the stuff that he would do to, like, Eric and stuff because he had been, you know, with his dad and, like, all this other stuff. I'm like, bro, you don't, I mean, that was, like, his first time, like, saying it publicly, you know, and he was just, like, his body language and stuff, and just, like, you could just tell he was scared, and, like, all the emotions stuff behind it, it was like, bro, like, I mean, I believe them.
So that's funny that you say that part, because I obviously missed the memo on that, and I'm not sure, like, I saw, obviously, I didn't sit down and watch the whole trial. I didn't.
Yeah.
I'll be the first to admit, sadly, I think I just deemed them guilty before the trial even happened. Like, everyone's like, oh, they're using this excuse, and talk shows were making fun of them. You're going to see that a little bit in the documentary that I told you to watch, that where they're speaking now on Netflix. You're going to see how it was presented to us. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to believe. But I recently saw that clip you're talking mm-hmm. about, where he admits that he, in turn, sexually molested his brother mm-hmm. after his dad. And I thought, oh my God, I got it wrong. Because you're right. You are not going to go on. If you're trying to build a defense saying, and they did this to me, you are not then going to say, I'm so hurt and embarrassed. I molested my brother as a result of this. You're not going to call yourself out on that. And I was like, holy shit. So it's funny you bring that up, because that is the part after I watched the Menendez and Menudo and started now following the recent. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh my God. You don't do that to try to get out of defense. You're not like, oh, all eyes on me. I also molested my brother.
Right.
You don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was another big flag for me as well, as I started going down this new path of that. So is your story similar to hers, or?
Yeah, I agree with her, but I also feel like something of that magnitude, a crime of that magnitude, wouldn't be done just for
money.
And greed. And didn't they live in Beverly Hills? Like, they were already, like, wealthy family, right?
They were.
Oh, so, yeah, to me, I'm like, I just don't believe that. There had to be some kind, like, something behind it. And I'm not excusing what they did. I'm just saying, there had to be something behind that for them to do something of that magnitude,
yes.
In my opinion.
Right.
Did you see, like, photos? Like, obviously not the real thing, but you said that it was, like,
I saw the crime scene.
Okay.
I think it was showing that. Like, I think I saw, like, how they were found. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it was savagely and brutal. And there were up close shots with a rifle or shotgun, one of the big ones. Like it was bad. It was bad. But if what they're saying is true and their defense is true, listen, I'm not condoning that they did it. Here's the thing. And this was the biggest thing that everyone said. You're not 8 and 10. You're fucking, why didn't you just leave the fucking house, walk out the door and never come fucking back? Like, and that was the big thing. You could have just left. You were old enough to just leave. Why didn't you? Why did you have to do that instead to stop it?
Weren't they mentally behind, though? It said, they were older, but, they had the mind of, an 8 and 10-year-old, it said.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember seeing
Okay, that's just what I said. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. Because I'm like, if they weren't there all the way, then.
I don't remember seeing that. But so here's the thing I want to point out, too. This is very important. I recently saw Rosie O'Donnell say this, so I'm not taking credit for this, but it was a brilliant thought process that I had never thought about. Mm-hmm. You have to remember too, back when this happened, there weren't fathers who raped sons. That was unheard of. We weren't ready to wrap our mind around that. So not only was it the media spinning it the way they wanted to, but it was like, how dare these guys say they were raped by their father? That shit doesn't happen. Yeah. Where now in this society, we know we know now in this society, this shit does happen. But back then it was total close-eyed. Mm-hmm. This was unheard of back then when this happened. So nobody was willing to open their minds up to it. Something very interesting that I actually just found out too, because I told you, I didn't really I knew about it, but I wasn't paying close attention. So I didn't realize they had two trials. Did you know this? Okay. They had two trials. This is another thing that caught my attention. They had two trials. The first one was a mistrial. I think I do remember that knowledge way back, but it was so long ago it was in the back of my mind. Mm-hmm. But it was a mistrial. They used the defense that they did and told the abuse. They had nobody, even the prosecutor said, we had no character witnesses for Jose Menendez. Because nobody had one good word to say about them. So even the person fighting them, trying to prove that they were guilty, couldn't even get anybody to character witness Dad. Because that's what a monster he was known as, is what was said by her. This is fact. And that resulted in a mistrial. That whole thing that you were talking about, the scenes of him talking about it, breaking down, telling... And then they had to go to trial again. And Lyle's like, I can't do this again. I can't. Because you have to remember, they're going through the process. Yeah. They're healing. That's embarrassing for them. Back then, that's embarrassing to talk about. I'm a victim of abuse. And that's embarrassing to talk. We don't talk about that. So they're going through some processes like that, too. And then the second trial comes and they say, you got to keep a lot of your witnesses in that defense of being sexually molested by your father out of it. They weren't allowed to use it. Now, I don't know in what fucking courtroom or life that you can't use what your defense is. Whether they believe it or not, the freedom of being able to use, I don't know how that was strict and that was okay. And again, I don't know every facet of the law. I guess there could be a thing or two that they could stop that. I'm mind blown when I went back and realized or remembered, whatever, when I saw it, mind blown that they could shut down your defense when it is in fact your defense. You're guilty. You're innocent until proven guilty. Whether the defense is true or not, it's your defense. And I don't know why they weren't allowed to use that. And because they couldn't use that, that is why they went to that is why they were found guilty in the second trial.
Yeah, you had just told me that, and I was like, what the fuck?
I mean, it's insane. So you guys are, this generation is literally, you too were on the Free the Menendez Brothers. This was injustice.
Yeah, well,
I am myself. I don't know about you, but yeah. I am. I think that they should be released. And honestly, like I said, I'm not condoning what they did and how they handled it, but they served their time.
Sure.
And I mean, it's said that they've been upstanding
model prisoners, helping people.
Yeah.
I think Lyle does like counseling for other victims.
Yeah.
And again, it does not take away what they did.
Absolutely
not. We're not saying that at all, but model prisoners to the point of they were told, like, you know, you've been. And then there's another thing. Eric and Lyle have been separated this whole time. They were separated. I never even knew that. Again, I didn't keep up with it because I'm just like, oh, these fucking guys.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe these fucking guys and what they did. And then how dare they try to fucking say the parents were the best. Like, that is kind of where my mind was when I, you know, so I wasn't keeping up with it and didn't realize they were separated, which, by the way, is another thing I'm hurting is unheard of. That was more of a breakdown. Like, we want them, we're punishing them.
Yeah.
That's it. They're going to break down in prison. They're going to, and that was more of a, you know, but they've been such model citizens. I believe it was Lyle was told, you've done so great. You've been helping and mentoring. If there's anything I could do within my power, of course. And he said, I want to be with my brother. If you could figure that out.
Right.
And they were just reunited after all these years.
You're getting chills.
And this is coming out, but yeah, I was really interested to talk about it because, like I said, generationally from mine, and I'm not sure how many people did believe their defense. I'm just not sure. I think a lot of us, not most, I'm not going to go on that limb. There were probably people older and wiser than me who did know this stuff happened and could happen and believed them, but I didn't, and it was. Like I said, when I saw that Menudo versus Menendez, and then you guys were bringing it up, and then I went to go back to watch, and then I watched the documentary, I was like, oh, fuck, I think I have this wrong.
I wonder how many other people do that too.
I'd be really interested. I'd be really interested. You know what? I want to open a conversation up about this. Write in, I don't know, let me know. Call me on the celly. You know what I mean? Send me a text. I am really interested to see if anybody else back then, and I'm going to ask around to the people who were part of that with me and remember that case back then, and then see what they thought then as opposed to now. I am curious myself, actually. I should have did that research, I guess, before.
No, so, and that was the only thing that I saw was them in court and stuff. I hadn't seen any documentaries or nothing. I just started, literally, I'm only like an episode, not even into the Monsters one on Netflix. I know you, did you finish it?
Yeah, I finished it. I finished it in like 2 days.
Because I know, like, Mel, you were saying, like, it depends on what you see because, well, it depends. Like, they try to, what are you guys
doing? I feel like in that one, they're given, like, all sides at everyone's point of view.
That's exactly what they're doing. Like, okay. Ryan Murphy actually said that, the one who did the show. He said, listen, we don't know what happened. We don't know if what they're saying is true. So we're going to take a little bit of what they said, a little bit of what the cops said, a little bit of, and we're just going to put a show together and it's going to give everyone's story. So you might walk away from that show thinking, I don't know.
Literally, that's
I don't fucking know.
Literally, that's how I felt after I watched it. I'm like, I don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
Because it was, it wasn't painted like, oh, they're monsters. Yeah. I feel like the title was misleading.
Right.
But I'm saying, like, you really don't know at the end, or I didn't, and I felt that way, but I haven't watched documentaries, or like you said, like, the full court case, trial, whatever, so I feel like maybe after I saw that, I could actually, but still, I feel like they should get out now, and that's my opinion.
So I've not, well, I started Monsters, I will tell you, I didn't want to watch it for that exact reason, because I was like, I'm hearing that it's, like the media did way back then, they're shooting different angle, like a different angle, and I'm not sure I want to go down that route. I want to try to find something that's more reputable to their story, or you know. So you guys know I avoided watching Monsters. One night I was like, you know what, fuck it, let me just try it. I turned it on. I literally got through the first, I think, like 10 minutes. It was them at the funeral, and it was, you know what, the part I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And they said, I don't know who was behind them, but was like, is Lyle going to be okay doing this eulogy? And Eric was like, oh, yeah, he's a great actor. And I'm like, Did he say that, though? And then Lyle comes down, and then Eric goes up this. And this is the most fucking ridiculous scene. The way they portrayed this, it was, I mean, it was just horrendous even acting on my part. So I'm like, who does this? And, you know, he's like, I'm just going to let the poets of, you know, Milli Vanilli, my favorite, but whatever the fuck he said. And then they start playing Girl, I'm Gonna Miss You. Like,
yes.
And the show, and I'm thinking, hold the fuck up. I paused it. I got on Google and I was like, did Eric Menendez play? I literally Googled to find out if it was a fact. And the minute I found it out, it wasn't. I was like, I'm not watching this. That was over the fucking top. That was over the top.
Well, let me opening just say, scene. Let me just say,
what?
I'm a Milli Vanilli fan now. Yes. Okay, do you understand? Do you understand? Yes. Blame it on the rain.
You got to blame it on something.
Hard to think of a ghosting word.
Girl, you know it's true. You know that one?
No.
Oh. Then you ain't a man.
I've only listened to I've only listened to that Blame It on the Rain one, like, the full way through.
Yeah.
But the other ones I haven't. I need to, though, because it's, like, it's good.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on that rabbit hole, but yeah. Anyway.
The Milli Vanilli rabbit hole.
Oh.
Yeah, so, Jess, have you watched the new one on Netflix, the Menendez brothers? That is their story, them talking right now from prison and them going through the trial.
I have not, but
watch
I
it.
Am.
Watch it.
I am. Because I want to hear it from it. Them.
Should
I
want to hear theirs or the monsters.
You should do that first. I feel like you should do theirs.
Okay. I would do that. If I ever go back and watch Monsters, it is going to be the last thing I watch just to see... Just to see whose side I got my story from, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Because it obviously wasn't their side, or else I might have not all these years thought. And listen, I'm not even saying, like, we don't know. I guess technically we don't know, but it's a lot more fucking believable now when I watch it and see their reactions than it was then to me. It was... You know, I mean, I don't know. Are you going to go out on a limb and say they're... we can't say they're innocent. They are, in fact, guilty of the crime they did. I mean, they are guilty. And it was heinous and it was horrible. But, I mean...
The charge would have been dropped, what, to manslaughter, they're saying?
It would have been. Yeah. It would have
been. And so that would have determined their life, you know, their fate,
you know?
I feel like they should... And also, with the I know people were comparing this to the Gypsy Rose situation.
Yeah.
I know that they're two completely different situations, so I'm not comparing them whatsoever. I'm just saying what I saw on social media. They are saying that if Gypsy Rose is able to be out of prison free.
Famous, mind you.
Right. Basically like a celebrity now. Then they should be able to, too, because they served their time. And, again, doesn't excuse what they did, but that's what people are saying on social media. So. Yes.
How do you feel about Gypsy Rose?
I don't know. I mean, the same. It's like.
I hate the. I full-heartedly think that she went through the abuse that she went through.
Yes, I believe
and
that.
And that's terrible.
I believe that.
No one should ever have to go through that.
Never.
But I think that the way that, just like with the Menendez brothers, I think the way that they went about it was not the right way to go about how to get out of it.
Yeah, actually. Exactly. I meant exactly. Not actually. I guess they both work, but yeah.
But then it was like, Gypsy, she literally set this man up. Nick.
That's what I have a problem with.
Right?
I have a bit of a problem with Gypsy. That's why I was asking your opinion. Listen, you're right. She went through horrific, and we just can't imagine what victims think and what they go through in their mind. But she went about it in a shady way. She was very manipulative. She was calculated as much as she plays. Like, I didn't know anything because my mind isn't. It's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has said some questionable things since she's gotten out. And the fact that people are making her a celebrity, to me, I don't. And she's kind of,
Is it because of the act, though? Like that show?
that was about her. Is that why?
Well, like, maybe people knew about the case, but I think the act made her wasn't in it.
And
she says that that's the way that that's portrayed in that series is nothing like, obviously, but I'm saying, like, she's saying it's not the right story. Basically, like the Menendez are saying about their series, they're saying, like, that's not true. Like, this is our story.
The thing about her is, like, I don't know. Like, just saying stuff like, I don't know. I guess I can't say. I don't know. Just something she has said has been questionable. And she really overly says how much she loves and misses her mom. Mm. And how, you know, she's pregnant now and she wishes, your grandma's looking down. I don't know. To me, it just seems deceptive. It's almost like I'm going to use my mom and I'm not saying she doesn't miss her. Like, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you can't be regretful of what you've done. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying to overboard it and to keep coming out and every day using your mom to get likes or saying stuff about her to get likes on your post. I have a problem. I have a problem with it. Yeah. I have a problem with Gypsy. And if the Menendez got out and did the same thing, I would have a problem with that. I would have a problem with them acting like that. Do I think they're going to? No.
I don't either.
I don't. I don't think that they are going to. But it's going to be very interesting to see if the DA gets that that conviction.
I'm rooting for them, too.
Not even conviction overturned. Well, it would be a conviction overturned, but it would be just taking it and putting down, you know, giving them the manslaughter. So I don't even know what I think I do know what the term for that is, but I can't think of it. But
so, question, if it was manslaughter then, how long would their sentence have been? Do you know?
That is a good question. I don't know. But not as long as it's been. I'll tell you that. If it was manslaughter, or I believe at the time too, not I believe, I actually know this because it was just in the documentary where they and the lawyers were speaking. But back then, it would have never been a self-defense case, even though they made a self-defense. It would have never been that. They would have had to have been charged with something. They were never going to walk because they did, in fact, do the crime. So they were never going to walk. But the jury said, or not jury, I'm sorry, Jesus, the courts and the lawyer or judge said that they were using the battered woman's defense. And that was so far out of the realm to do that. Now, with cases like that, where it is like, yes, we did it, but this is the reason why, so we do have a defense, then time is not, I mean, it's just not that much. You know what? Talks among it. I'm going to just see if I could get that answer quick, because I don't know. But again, it would not have been 30-something years. They would have been out.
Right.
I would want to say less than 10, even. Yeah.
What?
I mean, if they were believed. Now, you know they were trying to get the death penalty on them. And then even when...
Did you know that?
I didn't either.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Spoiler alert. In the new one you're about to watch. Okay. Yeah, they did try to get that. And even though they found them guilty, they said, we can't do that. Which is surprising for back in the day. I'm just going to say that, honestly, for something so brutal, when you're convicting them, you don't believe their story, and all you know is they salvagely killed. Like, you would think they would have gotten that.
Yeah, right. But I think that, you know, now they will be good. If they do get out, I feel like they'll do good with their, like, platform, if you will.
Yeah.
Because, like, Kim Kardashian went and met with them in prison. I think it was Eric. Because the guy who played Eric in the Monster series went with Kim Kardashian to go meet him or whatever. But they said that they're spearheading, like, a prison reform thing. And so I feel like that would be, like I said, a good thing. Like, something good that came out of, like, after them thinking and reflecting mm-hmm. on what happened. Not saying, again, not condoning what they did, but yeah. I just feel like
I
that would be a good thing for them almost. To have, like, the prison reform thing. Which, same thing with Gypsy Rose, though. She's trying to get into that kind of stuff with Kim Kardashian, but anyway, that's yeah. a whole other conversation.
But also, too, I just want to say, I couldn't find the answer to that, by the way, but I just wanted to say, honestly, like, it has been documented. People on shows are saying it. People on the news. Rosie O'Donnell, I keep referring to her because she is, in fact, in touch with them, and she's a big advocate for them. This literally, this may never have happened if it wasn't for your generation. Seeing the clips, new eyes, new investigation skill, you know, or whatever, going down that path and starting that movement, Free the Menendez, that is literally what kickstarted them. So if that happens, it is your generation that did it. Yeah, go ahead, high five if you want. High five if you want, I'm at. Yeah, so I was like, wow, that is actually really impressive to know. You know, back then, if in fact the justice system did fail them, mm-hmm. you guys came and was like, hold my beer, because mm-hmm. They need to relook. And it literally was your generation's movement that caused all of this and it to be mm-hmm. looked at and reconsidered. So we'll see what happens, you know, where it's in like holding period time to see if they're going to do. Apparently, they do have a lot of evidence that shows stuff that was just not overlooked, but just not able to be submitted, whatever. And I will tell you this, and this is a standout for me, from the very beginning, their family members, meaning their fathers, brothers and sisters, their mothers, brothers and sisters, have stood behind them and actually said they were abuse. Jose was horrible to them. They may not all have known about the sexual abuse, but they knew about the abuse. Not once did a family member falter. I do have to say that it could be very telling too, because honestly, if something like that happened in even my family, I believe there'd be a split down the line. People would be like, fuck, like, how dare they do that? And I feel like in any family, it would be like either you're just like, they did it and that's it. And fuck them trying to accuse my brother and sister of doing that to them. They're lying to get nobody ever in their family took that stance. And that, you know, that kind of says a lot too. So we will see. We are way over time, but that's okay because, well, I don't know if it's interesting to you guys, but it's interesting to me. I love talking about all the crime shows and stuff. Mm-hmm. We should have just did a crime.
We should have. Yeah.
Maybe we'll do something else down the road. Well, you never know what you're going to get. But as always, you can listen to this episode and all other episodes on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, all other podcast apps, and our website, www.humorouspodcast.com. Vin, we missed you.
Miss you, Vin.
Miss you.
And hopefully you'll be back soon because everybody's asking about you, Vin. All right, one time. Ready? Vin, this one's for you. Wait, I only want to be with you. This is Mel.
Kay.
And Jess.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Humorous theme song is brought to you courtesy of our very beautiful and extremely talented friend, El Cida. Go find her on Facebook today, like her music, and go find a show near you. I promise you will not regret it. Thank you.